Tantor Audio presents The Tattooed Duke by Maya Rodale. Narrated by Carolyn Morris. Chapter 1. The Duke Returns. London, 1825. The docks. They say he had been a pirate. It seemed utterly believable. The other rumours about Sebastian Digby, the Duke of Wycliffe, were equally riveting. It was said that he had charmed and seduced his way across countries and continents, that there existed no law or woman he couldn't bend to suit his whims, that he had lived among the natives in Tahiti and swum utterly nude in the clear turquoise waters, that he had escaped the dankest of prisons and thoroughly enjoyed himself in a sultan's harem. A gentleman he clearly was not. And now this charming, adventurous, scandalous duke had returned home, to London. Miss Eliza Fielding had joined the throngs on the dock to witness the long-awaited return of this duke, as per the orders of her employer, Mr. Derek Knightley. She wrote for the monstrously popular newspaper he owned and edited, the London Weekly. In fact, she was one of the four infamous writing girls who wrote for the paper, for the moment at any rate. If she didn't get this story. Eliza tugged her bonnet lower across her brow to protect against the light drizzle falling, and dug her hands into the pockets of her coat. "If you don't get this story," Mr. Knightley had told her plainly as she stood in his Fleet Street office just yesterday, "I can no longer employ you as a writer for the London Weekly. I cannot justify it if you are not submitting publishable works." It was perfectly logical. It was only business. And yet it felt like a lover's betrayal. Knightley didn't need to say that she hadn't been...